Hey there, Kwajo here, and I understand that running your own Facebook ads can be quite complicated and intimidating, and yet at this point, you're not ready to hire out Facebook ad management. So, if this is you, I can teach you how to run your own Facebook ads, one-on-one, unlimited support over the next 28 days. We will have three Zoom calls, and in between those calls, you get all the support and all my strategies. I will audit your graphics, your ad copy, make sure that you're set up the way that's working best for my clients. We'll take care of all the analytics. I will coach you step by step how to troubleshoot ads, how to know when to scale, and how to read all the signs so that you're equipped to run successful lead magnet campaigns and profitable sales campaigns and registration campaigns for your launch or what have you. If you need this kind of support from me right now, then click the link in the show notes below. It's the Art of Online Business /call. I've been doing this all along, but now the offer is just focused on helping you run your successful ad campaign within the next 28 days, and the next five people get a pretty nice discount. All right, the link is in the show notes below. Back to the episode.
Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. Hey, what's up, my friends? Rick Mulready here. Welcome to episode number 641 here on the podcast. And welcome to Organic October, as I'm calling it here on the podcast. Organic October, all month long, we're going to be talking about organic marketing strategies for your business. Now, whether you heard the last episode I did, Wednesday's episode or not, I interviewed one of our accelerator members, Hunter Donia, and he has grown an amazingly successful online business in a very short amount of time. He has an online course and a membership, and he's done it all organically, no paid ads. And the reason I'm spending, you know, this whole month of October on organic marketing ideas is because this is something I get asked about all the time, right? We know that we can do ads. Ads, 100%, my friends, are still effective, right? Are they different than they were 2 years ago? Of course. Are they different than they were, you know, 10 months ago? Yeah, they are, unfortunately. But if you want to be incorporating more organic marketing strategies and channels into your business, then this episode is going to be really helpful for you, especially because, you know, when I'm coaching in my business, one of the things that I love helping you with is see things in your business that you're often overlooking. And we all are so close to our own businesses that we miss things. It's completely natural. And we need that extra set of eyes on our business to be showing you what those opportunities are. And that's exactly what I'm going to be doing here for you today, is sharing with you three really effective organic marketing ideas that you're probably overlooking. Remember, I talk about it all the time here on the show. We've got to be diversifying our traffic, right? So that you're not just doing, you know, one platform. You're not just running ads on one platform. You're just not doing just a podcast or just a YouTube channel or what have you, right? That you are diversifying and leverage. That's the key word here. You're leveraging what you're doing in your business. And that's exactly what these three points are here. So the first one is, it's the most important aspect of your business. And I've talked about it here in the podcast. But the third one I'm going to share with you is my favorite right now. And I'll explain more about that here in just a second. So the first one, oh, by the way, I want to share pros and cons of each one as well. So the first effective organic marketing idea that we often overlook is fulfillment. Fulfillment. So as I often talk about, there are four systems that you've got to be focusing on in your business, right? And I've done whole episodes on these systems. Your marketing system, so how you attract people to your business, your sales system, how do you take people from, you know, just being in your business, if you will, to paying customers, then our fulfillment system. So once they become a paying customer, what does that process look like? What is that experience like once they give you their credit card number and they become a paying customer? Then the fourth system is your operations, right? So your operations is the system in your business in which, you know, your systems and processes, your team, et cetera, that support the other three systems that I just mentioned: sales, marketing, and fulfillment. And on previous episodes, I've told the story that in June, when we had our accelerator retreat in Vegas, I asked people to rank, if you will, the most important system that I just mentioned to you in order, like starting with the most important. And I had members of my team up at the front of the room. They had large post-it pieces of paper that they were holding up. And each one, you know, one person said it had fulfillment, one person said sales, one person said marketing and operations. And I said, all right, let's put these in order in which you think is the most important aspect and system in the business. And, you know, people went right to marketing, then went to sales, then went to fulfillment, and then they put sales first and everything. And then one person said, no, wait, move fulfillment to the first spot. And I was like, ding, ding, ding. Yes, absolutely. My friend, this is the most important aspect of your business, because if you're not delivering on results that you are selling, if you're not delivering on the promise of whatever it is that you're selling, then you're not going to have a business for very long. Not to sugarcoat things here. And so you might be asking, well, Rick, what does this have to do with an organic marketing strategy? Well, if you're getting results for people, if you're fulfilling, truly fulfilling on the promise that you are selling people on, then the results are going to take care of themselves. You're getting the results for people. People are going to stay with you longer. They're going to buy other offers from you if you have additional offers. They're going to refer other people to you because other people are going to start asking, like, wait, what are you doing? Why are you having so much success? What types of things are you doing? You know, they're going to be like, oh, I'm learning over here from this person and the program is amazing. And they're like, okay, where do I sign up? So fulfillment is the most important aspect, but it's also one of the most effective organic marketing strategies, because you're not paying for ads. You are simply delivering, hopefully simply delivering on the results that you have promised for your offer or offers. And this is one of those things, well, people might be like, well, Rick, this isn't really an organic marketing. Well, the whole idea of organic marketing is to bring new people into your world, into your business, right? And start building a relationship with them, start connecting with people. Well, if you're fulfilling, if you're getting results for people already, they will either, again, just to repeat, they're going to stay with your business longer. So if you've got a membership, for example, they're going to keep staying with you. They're going to stay, you know, sign up for a year or keep doing the monthly and not leave because they're getting amazing results. And they are far more likely to buy other offers that you're selling, right? We're in business, right? So we need to be selling things. And this is one of those examples where this is right in front of us, but yet we often overlook it. And again, if we're getting results for people, they're going to start talking to, you know, their friends, their colleagues, or what have you, or, you know, whatever it might be. And they're going to be referring other people because you get results. So that is the first organic marketing idea that I really want you to think about. And we'll go into this much more deeply on a future episode. But the key here is to put systems in place in your business so that referrals are happening on a consistent basis, that you are cross-selling to people, you know, where it makes sense in your business. And also, just not to state the obvious, but just providing an amazing experience for people in your business. You want to differentiate yourself. Unfortunately, this is like, it really can be as easy as this, is just treat people with, give them the most amazing experience in your business and get them results. Like, your business will take care of itself, literally, when that happens. Now, as far as a con goes to this, there is none, right? This is why you're in business, to get people results. So there's no con here. I would say probably if I'm looking for one, it is, yeah, you're going to have to take time and resources to set up systems in the business to, you know, get referrals and cross sell and all that sort of thing. So fulfillment, get results. People are going to stay longer. They will buy other offers from you and they're going to refer other people. Referrals are the best, you know, best word of mouth type of traffic that you can get coming into your business. I can't talk right now. So that's number one. Okay. Number two, super effective organic marketing idea that you're probably overlooking is past people who have shown interest in your offer. Again, we're not going out and getting new people. We're not spending money to bring new people into the business. We are looking right within our business, our existing business, where we have people already there, right? And these are people, there's people on your email list, right, that have shown interest in your offer. So if you sell a coaching program, for example, that people have to apply to, then you have past applicants that for one reason or another decided not to enroll in your program. You can go back to them and re-engage with them. They've shown interest already. Why not revisit connecting with them again? If you do wait lists, if you have wait lists for your program or coaching or membership or whatever it is that you are doing in the business, maybe they didn't purchase in the past and they were on the wait list. They were one of the first ones to raise their hand and say, yeah, I'm interested. I want to be the first to know. And they decided for whatever reason, right? They decided it wasn't the best time for them. Great opportunity for you to go back and revisit and reconnect with them. Another way to connect with past people who have shown interest is people who have signed up. If you do launches in your business, people who have signed up for a launch in the past, but who never bought. Those people have raised their hand. They registered for whatever you were doing in your business, whether it was simply joining your email list or signing up for a webinar or, you know, a challenge or whatever it might be. They've raised their hand in the past and said, yeah, I'm interested in this. But again, for whatever reason, they chose not to buy. Well, you can go revisit that conversation and start re-engaging those people. Same exact thing if you've done workshops before, whether paid or free, people who have signed up for workshops, you know, workshops are great opportunities to make an offer on the back end of that workshop. And people who decided not to enroll in whatever it is that you're offering, again, great opportunity to reconnect with them and revisit. Another often overlooked opportunity that if you're doing an evergreen funnel, whether you're doing an evergreen webinar, whether you're doing an evergreen video training, whatever it might be, people who sign up for your evergreen webinar or your evergreen training or whatever it is, but they don't buy. They go through all the way through your funnel and they don't purchase. Every 30 to 60 days or so, you have an opportunity to reconnect with them and remake an offer to them. Same exact offer, maybe you position it a little bit differently and you have that opportunity to do that. You could do a live webinar for them. You could do a live training or a video, like a recorded video training. You could do a workshop. It could be a simple email campaign, right? You're paying for people in that way already to go through your funnel. And we often think, oh, our funnel is broken because somebody didn't shell out $1,000 after being on your list for 2 days, right? We have to remember we have to build that relationship with them and add value to them and connect with them on their level, serve them. And when they're ready to purchase, if it makes sense for them, then they get to make that decision. And that decision may not come in a 5-day period of your evergreen funnel, but maybe they might be ready 30 days from now or 60 days from now. And so many of us don't even re-engage those people once they go through the funnel. They're like, oh, they go on my, you know, my regular email list now, my weekly podcast email that we send out, right? Not we don't do that, but you get my point. Every 30 to 60 days, you should be re-engaging them in some way, invite them to something, and you can make the same offer to them, and maybe they're ready now. But again, don't miss that opportunity to re-engage with them because they're already on your email list. You paid for them a while ago. Now they're here. Build that relationship with them and re-engage with them every 30 to 60 days or so. Okay. Now, those are super, super effective. Let me go through those really quick, right? Again, so the second organic marketing idea that you're probably overlooking is past people who have shown an interest in your offer. So applicants to, you know, a program or whatever it is, if you've got people on wait lists from past wait lists, I don't mean 6 years ago. I mean, you know, maybe it's in the past 12 months. People who have signed up for, if you do launches, if they've signed up for a launch and they never bought, if people signed up for a workshop that you do and they never bought, people register for that evergreen webinar or evergreen training or evergreen whatever, and they choose not to buy, well, re-engage with them. Don't just like say, all right, see you later. You're just going to go on my weekly email campaign. They raise their hand for a reason. Re-engage with them. It's a great, great opportunity that so many of us overlook. Now, the con to all this, right, is to really find leverage in this strategy, it does take setting up a system for making this sort of follow-up easy. But it's a great use of your time because these are people that are already in your environment, in your business already. And it's just following up with them again because for whatever reason, they chose not to move forward previously. And so, hey, let's revisit, right? All right, so the third effective organic marketing idea that you're probably overlooking, and this is my favorite one right now. And I say right now because this has come up, you know, some of our accelerator members have shared doing this recently with a lot of success. And this is something that I started doing in my business probably almost 4 years ago. And I call them shadow sessions. And that is, no matter what niche that you're in, I'm sure there's something that you can do in your business that your audience would love for you to watch you do. So set up a Zoom call, invite people to it. And with people watching on Zoom, do whatever it is that you're going to do. And you can share your screen or, you know, you can make it an event, if you will. But whatever it is that you're doing, you're talking through it. You're giving people behind the scenes. Maybe you can invite their contribution towards whatever it is that you're creating or doing on Zoom. And it gives them insight into what you are all about. It allows you to extend the connection and the relationship, and it's great for building relationships and adding value and establishing credibility and just giving people the opportunity to say, hey, come on, let's go hang out. And I'm going to be doing this. Come watch me do it. I'm going to teach you what I'm doing, and you can give me your feedback. You can ask questions. And I started doing this about 4 years ago when I was doing these, you know, what I call shadow sessions, when I was recording podcast episodes, where I would invite people on. I think I was doing it on Zoom. I'd invite people, or I would live stream it. Basically, I forget what tool I was using at the time, but I'd do Facebook Lives, and people would be watching me record an episode just like I'm doing right now on video live. And they could be offering comments. So like I could, you know, like, hey, can you make sure you ask your guest, you know, ask Jude this question. And it's a really cool experience in exchange because it's like they're taking part in the interview. And I use Squadcast, right? And Squadcast has to record my interviews, by the way. I use Squadcast, and one of the features that they have is that you can invite people on to watch your, to take part, exactly what I just said, do like a shadow session with you. And so no matter what niche that you're in, whether you're in gardening, whether you're in the teaching space, whether you are helping people plan, whether you're teaching people how to do hairstyles, whatever it is, these can be really, really effective. And you just have a call to action when you do these. And I have a lot of members doing this, these types of things right now with a whole lot of success. And it's really just kind of taking what I was doing, you know, several years ago when I was sort of live streaming podcast episodes and taking it to a whole other level where you're like, you know, how cool would it be? And I'll probably do this pretty soon, is to invite you on to watch me sort of break down a business, if you will, and share the big opportunities that exist in it to just scale the business and to cut back the number of hours that the CEO is working, right? And you just come on and ask me questions and I'm doing it in real time. And, you know, and I could be like, hey, if you want me to do this for your business, then go over to rickmulready.com/accelerator and, you know, fill out the short application. So shadow sessions, do them in your business and invite people to them. Like, don't just all of a sudden say, you know, unless you have a huge audience, don't all of a sudden say, hey, I'm going to jump on here. Come join me. No, let people know, like send an email out to your list or put it out on social media and let people know that you're going to do this sort of thing. These are really effective. So shadow sessions, as far as a con goes, you know, I really don't find a con, if you will, with doing these, especially if you're already going to be doing whatever it is that you're inviting people to watch. You're already doing it, so invite people to come join you and you keep doing it and let them ask questions and have a call to action. It's really, really fun. And it's a great way to let people in, share people, you know, share behind the scenes and so forth. So shadow sessions, my friend. All right, so let's recap the three effective organic marketing ideas that you're probably overlooking. Fulfillment, just get people results. And that itself will take care of itself in growing your business, getting more people to the business and customers. Number two, past people who have shown interest in your offer, like we just talked about, applicants, wait lists, people who have registered for your evergreen funnel, what have you. And then shadow sessions. Three really great strategies that are not only often overlooked, but people don't really talk about these types of strategies. And again, these are in addition to if you're doing a podcast, if you're doing YouTube, if you're doing TikTok or whatever it might be, all really effective. Oftentimes, you know, instead of chasing shiny objects, let's look at what we have right in front of us to really scale our business with a whole lot of leverage, which is exactly what we're talking about here today. All right, my friend, thank you for tuning in today. Appreciate you as always. Until next time, we're going to continue October, Organic October here on the show. Be well, my friends. I'll talk to you soon.
Do you want to avoid the seven biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the seven mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.